This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry Temple, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bibles to Revelation chapter 15, verse 5, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 15, verse 5. Now, when this chapter comes to pass, because it is prophecy, the seventh trump will have sounded. That means that Jesus is on his way for the second coming. Now, we learned last time in Revelation 15 that as that seventh trumpet sounds, that there are a small group of people who are singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. These are called the overcomers. Only the overcomers can sing this song. And it's called the song of Moses, and that means that the ones who sing this, God's elect, and those we bring in just at the last minute, are not deceived by Antichrist. We found the song of Moses is in Deuteronomy 32, so we went and studied our music, and there were 43 verses, and we studied every stanza. And we learned that what the overcomers are singing, and I know you're going to be in that chorus, is the true gospel of Jesus. Do you remember that Jesus says, and this gospel shall be preached to the whole world, and then the end shall come? Right now, it's being preached here and there and everywhere. All of us who are called are doing our best. But the thorough gospel will be preached right there, just as the seventh trump sounds, by these overcomers. And we explained that in the Song of Moses. Now, let's pick it up in Revelation 15, verse 5.
Revelation 15, 5. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
Okay, the seventh trumpet is sounded, the overcomers are singing the gospel, and heaven opens up. Remember in Revelation 11, we also saw that Ark of the Covenant.
Six and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues.
Now, these are seven judgments of God, and these plagues are in a vial. Now, you want to know that the vial in the manuscripts, the original language, is a wide mouth bowl. It's not a little tiny little opening like a perfume bottle. Uh-uh. It's going to be splish splash. The world is taking a bath.
And clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breast girded with golden girdles.
They were very pure, and girdle is the belt, which is the truth.
Seven, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels.
Now remember, the beast there is incorrect in the English. It reads creature. These are those four living creatures that guard the mercy seat even right now and all through God's word. And they are called cherub in the Hebrew, K-R-B. And when you understand the language, it's keep, guard, grab, and grasp. So they are going to give these plagues, which are in a vial, to these seven angels.
Seven golden vials full of the wrath of God.
Now, this is the cup of wrath about which Jesus prayed in the garden. Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Now, I want to explain something. We know we there have seven seals. A seal is a sign of the end. We have seven trumps. That's an action of the end. We're in the fifth trump now, which is a time of learning. And we have seven vials. They do not necessarily synchronize, but when we get to the fifth seal, the fifth trump, which we're in now, and the fifth vial, then they synchronize, because five is a time of learning, and we're going to find in our lesson today that six and seven synchronize.
Who liveth forever and ever. Eight, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God.
Now we look up there and there is God and there's smoke. Why is there smoke? Because God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. Now what I'm about to tell you, put it in parentheses. So, parentheses. In the studio I was in before this one, I had a wonderful prayer partner. His name was Sam Hill. Yep, that's right, Sam Hill. And he and I would meet together at a certain appointed time, and we would pray. He was a true man of God, and we loved God, and we were both dedicated to God, and we would also have the Bible with us. So one time in our appointed prayer time, in my studio, the door was open, so a homeless man walked in. He was all smelly and disheveled, and we found his name was Kevin. So Sam and I pulled up a chair and said, would you like to join us? And he joined us. And so we prayed and he prayed. And suddenly he stopped and looked at me. And his eyes were piercing as fire. And he said a word of prophecy to me that only God knows that I had prayed to God about. And it was so beautiful. And that whole studio filled with smoke. Sam and I looked at each other. We have always felt, Sam's in heaven today, we have always felt that Jesus visited us through this precious homeless man. Now, parentheses, and back to Revelation 15.
And from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues from the seven angels were fulfilled. Revelation 16, verse 1.
Now we're going to have those seven vials, seven seals, seven trumps, seven vials. Always remember that five is a time of learning, fifth trump, a fifth vial. Six is the Antichrist, 666, and seven is Jesus. We're also going to learn about the Battle of Armageddon and the Battle of Hamangog.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying unto the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
All right, now let me explain something. There are seven of these, and of course, once we sing that overcomer song, Jesus is on the way. But there is a progression of the pouring out of these vials. Some of these you're going to find have already started pouring, and they're pouring continuously. Do you understand? And the cup of wrath from Jesus will be completely finished when he pours out the very last one, the seventh. So they are being poured out. Some have already been poured out, and I'll explain.
Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noise and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them that worshipped his image.
Now, this sore in the manuscripts reads ulcer, but it's not like you say someone has an ulcer. It reads a fever because of some sin that has broken down the immune system. Now the image is the teachings of Satan coming through the media and through the one world government. Remember that first beast, the political system. And they call good evil and evil good, while they even cause it to be a legal law for same-sex marriage. So this is a fever that breaks down the immune system on people. That judgment has already begun to pour quite a few years ago, and it's still pouring. Everybody understand?
Amen, amen.
By the way, we do not hate people. We love people. You can repent.
Amen.
Three, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea.
Now you notice they're pouring them out in different places. Now at first glance, you think, oh, this must mean the ocean. No. See, in Revelation 17 says the waters are the people. So this one is being poured out on the people on the earth.
And it became as the blood of a dead man.
All right, let me explain. If a man is dead, what good is his blood, right? Dead man walking, got it? Now, as the two witnesses, which are about to appear, Revelation 11 talked about that, which I frankly think they're already here. As they pump the golden oil of truth through the golden pipes of God's elect here at the end, only 7,000, Romans 11, who will not be deceived. To those people who do not want to hear the truth, that is a plague. And we already see that. Many of us are pouring out the mystery of God, the entire truth of God. And we find that often it falls on dead ears, as though they were dead. You know, anybody who's not saved or anybody who rejects the truth is dead. So that's what it means. God's accelerating his elect, pouring out this truth. That's a vile plague on people who do not want to hear the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2, God says, I'll let you believe a lie because you love not the truth. So that's a plague. People don't want to hear the truth. They want to live in their sins.
And every living soul died in the sea.
See, Revelation 17, the people. Now, Revelation 13 told us that the whole world is going to worship the Antichrist, the instead of Christ, who is the devil with his Jesus costume on, the dragon pretending to be a lamb. So it means that as the elect here at the end, and those two witnesses pumping this truth through to the elect, and I truly believe they're doing that now. I believe the two witnesses are doing that. That the whole world is not going to pay attention and still worship the devil. Remember, half of the body of Christ is going to be deceived. Five are wise and five are foolish. Five have no oil. Oil is light. Light is the truth. The truth is the word. Okay, so the whole world will be deceived, and that means it falls on dead ears, dead men walking. That's the second plague. It's already started. I'm a part of it. I'm plaguing somebody out there. God bless you. I love you.
Four, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters.
Now, Jesus was so good here. He changed the word rivers so we'd realize this does mean the literal rivers, the actual rivers and lakes and so forth.
And they became blood.
All right, now this vial has already been poured out. All of these vials so far have been poured out. The second one there is being poured out as we share that truth. This one was poured out. It began to be pouring out in great manifestation when Katrina hit New Orleans. Now, on the same day that Katrina hit, it was in the news that a gay parade was being organized and that they were planning as entertainment to simulate the sex activity, the sexual act of homosexuality in the street. Well, it went a little bit too far. And remember that the bodies were in the water filled with blood. This one continues. Now again, we do not hate you. You could repent.
Five, and I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be.
What the angel is saying, even though that's terrible to see all those bodies, it's just God. Do you understand, Christian, there has to be a judgment day. Otherwise, those of you, Charles and Laura, listening to me now here, those of you, those of us who are on the front line in battle and Satan attacks us, if God never avenges us, if he never zaps the ones that Satan is using to hurt us, God would not be fair. Everybody's going to be judged fairly.
Amen.
So the angel says that was fair.
Amen.
You know, nobody has to be aberrated. Male and female made he them. Go look in the mirror. You'll find out.
Yes, amen.
Because thou hast judged thus.
By the way, judgment day for the elect, reward day.
For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets.
Now, who would they be? Well, we find that answer in Matthew 24. Jesus is speaking to them who are the they in this sentence. And we'll find that they are the scribes and Pharisees who sit in the seat of Moses. They pretend to be our beloved brother Judah. We love our real brother Judah, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. Don't forget the Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9 says the only church at the end time that pleases Jesus will tell you who they are. They are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, the offspring of Cain, and Cain is the child of the devil. So Jesus was dressing them down to answer the question of who they are in Matthew 24, and he said to them, "You are the children of them that killed the prophets, from righteous Abel to Zechariah, between the porch and the altar. You serpents, you generation of vipers." Generation in the Greek there is offspring. A viper is the serpent. You children of the serpent. The serpent in the garden is one of his play actor names. He's low down like a snake. It's the devil. Amen. Revelation 12, Revelation 22 says the devil is the serpent. Amen. It's just a figure of speech. So don't go thinking the snake did that. It was the devil. But he is the snake.
"And thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy."
In other words, you get what you gave out.
"7. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, O Lord God Almighty."
Even so, you're just God.
"True and righteous are thy judgments."
Don't forget, you can hear these words. These were a part of the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb in Revelation 15.
8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun.
Now that's different. Here comes the fourth vial, the sun. Now, this is a figure of speech. Now, if you keep up with the news, and you should, because it's like reading the Bible tells you, like reading tomorrow's newspaper. You hear that politicians, when they plan to demonize their opponent, they call it scorched earth. In other words, let's bring him down. Let's tell lies on Mitt Romney. Let's tell lies on Ben Carson. Let's tell lies on Donald Trump. Let's tell lies on Ted Cruz. Let's tell lies, 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 lies. And they call it scorched earth, and they make up things, and they tell that. That's called scorched earth. Now, this one is referring to the two witnesses, and I believe the two witnesses are already here, but you do not know about them yet. They are hidden from you. But as they appear, it tells us in Revelation that if anyone comes against the two witnesses, that fire will come out of their mouth and devour the enemy. Now, what is the fire? God is a consuming fire. Amen. Jesus says, "I have a baptism of fire to baptize you with." So the anointing, the two witnesses are called the sons of oil, could be daughters of oil, means highly anointed. When they speak, the fire of God, the anointing is on the word, and it devours the lie. And see, that is a plague to people who do not want to hear the truth. That's accelerated from the first one when the elect are teaching it. Boy, when the two witnesses come on, that is really going to be it.
"And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. 9. And men were scorched with great heat."
When people who do not want to hear the truth and people are worshiping the Antichrist, he's giving them everything they want. They get hot under the collar when they hear the truth. Well, the two witnesses, although you can't see them yet, are pumping the oil through this little one. And I've already found that when I tell the truth of the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, or I tell of the seduction of the garden, people get mad, hot under the collar, scorched, mad at me. Nobody's thrown tomatoes yet. Now, some of you give roses. Yes, you do.
"And blaspheme the name of God."
Well, what is the name of God? Revelation 19:13. His name is called the Word of God. So you see, when people reject the truth coming from God through God's witnesses and through God's elect, since God's name is the Word of God, they have rejected the Word, and therefore that's His name. They have blasphemed His name. When you do not believe the Word of God that is written in that letter, love letter, the Bible, you are blaspheming the name of God. His name is called the Word of God. Amen. One of our theme scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Here on this,
hallelujah,
this ministry.
Hallelujah.
"Which have power over these plagues, and they repented not to give Him glory."
What will happen when these two witnesses keep pumping this truth? Satan, who is the Antichrist, is going to finally blow his cover. He's been sweet and nice and preaching and pretending to be the Savior. He's going to kill them. The Bible tells us in Revelation 11 and so forth, it says that the whole world's going to send gifts to each other. That means half of the body of Christ deceived, because they say these two people annoyed them, made them hot under the collar. Because see, they want to believe a lie. They want that first one that's giving them devil phones and food stamps and free rent. They want that to be true.
Ken, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Oh, fifth trump, fifth vial, a time of learning. Now, as this vial is poured out, it is being poured out now, God's elect unmask where Satan is. There was a church called Pergamos, and Jesus says, I even know where Satan's seat is in you. Any church that is teaching that that first one coming is Jesus to fly you away is Pergamos, and that is Satan's seat or his chair. Because the first one coming, we found in Revelation 12, in the sky, beautiful, calling himself Savior, is the devil. Six comes before seven. So the elect know that. And we tell you the order of the seals and the trumps and the vials. And we realize that Jesus says that it'll be after the abomination of desolation, and then shall you see the Son of Man.
Amen.
So see, the elect unmask that. We know where Satan's seat is. So see, many, many Christian churches, people meaning well, are preaching the lie fly proverb. And so we are to expose that. And of course, it gets a little scorchy hot there. Ezekiel 13, again, please everybody, I don't want you to be deceived. Ezekiel 13, God knew this. He prophesied it that long ago. He said, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Jesus said to stay in the field. The field is the world. Jesus is not going up. Caught up in the air doesn't mean to fly into the sky. It means to change into the breath of the spirit body. He's coming here. He's coming here to stay 1,000 years. Then he's going to rejuvenate the earth and stay here forevermore. If you go somewhere else, you miss Jesus. All right, the elect expose that lie.
And his kingdom was full of darkness.
Darkness, there's so very little truth there, almost no light. And see, very few people know this. And see, we're hearing it everywhere, all around. The big ministers are teaching this. So little light.
Upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. 19, and the great city was divided into three parts.
Okay, let's go back just a little bit. One of my machines here ran over there. So we find that the truth, let's see if we can get it.
And the water thereof was dried up.
Go back just a little bit. Excuse me, just a moment.
And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Okay, that's the
end. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain.
Okay, that was a little technical difficulty. We're right back. They gnawed their tongues for pain. All right, if your mother says, here's some milk, darling, now chew your milk. If you chew the milk, you'll bite your tongue, and it'll cause pain. And because people are fed on milk, one verse and 3 points, a book about the book, are quarterly. When they hear this vial poured out, the truth that that first one coming is not Jesus, it's painful to them. You see, if you would eat meat, you wouldn't bite your tongue. You need every word of God. Every word of God would keep you from getting upset. By the way, these vials don't hurt the elect. Luke 21:18 says, not one hair of our head shall be harmed.
11, and blaspheme the name of the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates.
Now, six seal, six trunk, six vial. This is the Antichrist. He is the dragon pretending to be the lamb. And we learned in the Bible, Revelation 20, verse 2, Revelation 12, the dragon is the devil, and the lamb, of course, is Jesus. So this is the devil with his Jesus costume on. Euphrates River, we had an earlier teaching in Revelation. That is, spiritually speaking, the boundary between Babylon, which is confusion, which is lies, and the truth. The boundary between God's children and the devil's children. Now, that Euphrates River, spiritually speaking, has already been opened. And here's what happened. Every demon that Satan has was loosed on planet Earth. They are everywhere. Pastor Arnold Murray of Shepherd's Chapel went back to heaven about a year and a half ago, and he used to say, there are demons, but there's not one under every bush. However, since Pastor Murray went to heaven, Euphrates River has been open, and there are devils everywhere. They creep in piggyback. In other words, they are here under Satan's auspices, and at this sixth trump, Satan's coming, Revelation 12, with his fallen angels of Genesis 6 and of Jude, and he's already got his lieutenants, these demons. They are almost like zombies. They come in, they try to sneak in places like this, they disrupt, and they always, always cause trouble, and they are here at their father, the devil's command. And so there we have it, demons running amok on planet Earth. All right, that part is loosed. The Euphrates River is loosed, and it's loosed so that the devil can come and take over. Because, see, his demons are deceiving people. They sit beside you in church and whisper to you.
And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Now that sounds good, doesn't it? Uh-oh. But in the languages it reads, and they come from the rising morning. Who? They. These demons led out of the Euphrates River. That happened sometime back when ISIS took over Iraq, because Babylon is there, okay? The Euphrates River is there. And so this would be the fallen angels that come with Satan, kicked out by Michael, Revelation 12, in the sky. They are beautiful, and Satan is beautiful. See, it's a setup. It's a setup. So these are fallen angels.
13, and I saw three unclean spirits like a frog come out of the mouth of the dragon.
All right. My mother told me when I was a little girl, don't play with frogs. They get warts. They are unclean. Now, we've already learned, Revelation 12, the dragon is the devil. You might call this the unholy trinity. You know, we have the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Yahweh, Yahweh's Savior, Holy Ruach, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Satan is an imitator, so since he's coming back as Messiah, as Christ, he's got to have his three offices, do you understand? And so they are very unclean. They were also mentioned in Revelation 9, those spirits are lying spirits, and they are called fire, smoke, and brimstone. It's a figure of speech. Now, our God is a consuming fire. We know that. Hebrews 12:29. But there's strange fire coming out of the mouth of the dragon. The devil is strange fire, pretending to be. And the smoke means he's blowing the hot air. It's a smoke screen. And if you believe the lie, if you get caught up in the smoke screen of the strange fire, you're going to burn like brimstone. There you have it.
And out of the mouth of the beast.
Out of the mouth of the beast would be out of the mouth of the one world government set up for the Antichrist. How does that happen? We learned that previously, that image would be the media on Satan's side preaching the gospel of Satan right through your television set.
And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Now, you say, who is the false prophet? Well, let me ask you this. Who is the true prophet? Jesus. Jesus is prophet,
Hallelujah.
Priest, and king.
Hallelujah.
Who is Christ? Jesus. Who is the Antichrist? Satan. Who's the false prophet? Satan. It's another one of his play actor names. What does a prophet do? They preach in church. Because of the deception, because half the body of Christ will be deceived, this same one, this Antichrist, is going to be celebrated. The Christians will think he's Jesus, and he'll get to go in the pulpits and preach. Won't that be a great revival? Except they're worshiping the devil. Two horns of a lamb, but the voice of a dragon. He always wanted to be God. That's what got us into this trouble in the world, but then was 2 Peter 3:6. He said in Isaiah 14, I will be God.
Amen.
And nobody else is playing
Amen.
That part.
Hallelujah.
14, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles.
Daniel tells us when Satan comes, the vile one, the Antichrist, he's going to do signs and lying wonders. Now, this is why, as these illusions and evil supernatural acts manifest to deceive, even if it were possible, the elect, God is also giving supernatural gifts to his elect so that we can balance this out. God has a positive for every negative. You see, more and more, those of us who are true God's children will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We'll see dead people arise. Hallelujah. We'll see miracles and signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And some of us actually can see beyond the veil and see those demons that are sitting beside you in church.
Jesus. Which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world.
Okay, all this lying, all this illusion sent by Satan through his fallen angels, through his demons, through his Kenites, taking over the whole world. You are a king and a priest. To you, be aware. Don't be afraid, but be alert. Now, lest some of you are quaking in your boots, Luke 10:19, Jesus says to you, elect Christian, that you don't have to be afraid. He says, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions. That means devils and demons, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I have found that the more God uses me, the more demons come to stop me. But I've also found that I pray because I recognize them, and then suddenly the demons go away. Hallelujah. Pray and they'll go away. Hallelujah.
To gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
Now this is what we would call the battle of Armageddon, and we will get to that next time. And so we have seven vials. We've gotten up to the sixth one, which will be the Antichrist. I apologize for the little interruption there in my teaching there. I pushed a wrong button. I think it was a demon, but I got back on track, so God help me there. Let us pray. Oh, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, by your Holy Spirit, I just bless you for this word. I praise you for this word. I thank you for this word. Oh, Father, I'm asking you to open the ears to hear with understanding this truth. Wake up your sleeping church that they be not deceived, O Lord God. This word will not return void. Father God, talk to your people. Pull them out of the fire. Pull them out of the lie. Pull them out of the fly lie, Father God, in Jesus' name. And let them come out of Babel into the Bible. We thank you. We love this word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, if you are not saved, the first thing is to get saved. Jesus, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, came to this earth, put himself in an old painful flesh body, and he paid your sin debt. He died for our sins. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. Now, in Jesus' case, he's not a dead man walking. He arose. He's alive. And his blood will bring you alive and give you eternal life. Pray this with me, please, and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I confess I have sinned.
I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me for every sin. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me, Lord.
Wash my sins away
with your precious blood.
Put my name in your Lamb's Book of Life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Guide me into all truth.
And use me to enlarge your territory.
I thank you.
I love you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, in just a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. You might like to call and leave a message on my voicemail and tell me you were saved. Say your name clearly, and I will certainly be praying for you every day. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick.
You know, Jesus took 39 stripes on his back. Modern scientists tell us that modern scientists have found that there are only 39 foundational diseases, that all other sicknesses, diseases stem from these 39. How many stripes did Jesus take? 39. And the Bible says, with Jesus' stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, in the name and the power of Jesus, I ask, Father, out through the airways, wherever anyone is hearing my voice,
Hallelujah.
Son of Righteous, rise with healing in your wings. I ask you to move through lungs and remove
Jesus,
congestion.
Jesus.
Oh, heal hearts and backbones and spines and kidneys and bladders and colons and pancreatic cancer be gone in Jesus' name. Deaf ears hear, blind eyes see. Oh, my Father God, bones be made strong. Diabetes go to the pit. Schizophrenia be gone. Demons be gone in Jesus' name. Arise, take up your bed and walk. Headaches be gone. Migraines be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my Lord, bring peace, bring peace, bring deliverance. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of your Holy Child Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord,
you.
Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You also might like to call and tell me that you were healed, and you might like to call and tell me that you love me, for I love you. Now, I want to invite all of you to come to my school each Sunday, 5 p.m., Word and Prayer, and come each Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., Word and Prayer. Now, all of this truth is not yours to keep. It is a sin, it is self-centeredness to keep such a pearl as God has spoken to you today. This is the pearl of great price. So go and tell. Ask God to put someone in your path this week so you can tell them this great truth. Remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." I love you with all my heart. God bless you and keep you. And if God will keep promoting me and helping me and loving me and keeping me alive, I will see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at the same time for Trumpet of Truth.
I long for your embrace every single day, to meet you in this place and see you face to face. Will you show me? Because of your mercy, I fall down on my knees, and I can feel your presence here with me.
last night when the strong winds of rage outside the door of the faith you've claimed. Don't be scared, don't be afraid, 'cause he's there. When fear comes knocking on your window pane, pull down those curtains and call his name loud, strong. He's your shelter through the hurricane. He's your peace when the world's insane. And that's a promise that won't ever change. He'll cover you through whatever, 'cause he's your shelter. So kick your feet up and rest a while. He promised he won't forsake you, child. When turbulent days start to take their toll, he'll be there. He'll be your glimpse of hope, 'cause he's your shelter through the hurricane. He's your peace when the world's insane. That's a promise that will ever change. He'll cover you through whatever, 'cause he's your shelter. That's a promise that won't ever change. He'll cover you through whatever. He'll cover you, 'cause he's your shelter through the hurricane. He's your peace when the world's insane. That's a promise that won't ever change. He'll cover you through whatever, 'cause he's your shelter.
I don't. Boulevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Thank you. thinks he's a prophet. Well, I wonder if he's got something up his sleeve. They tortured him and nailed him to a tree.